Sirach, chapter 32. Have they made you ruler of the feast? Do not be lifted up. Be to them as one of themselves. Consider them first, and then take your seat. Prepare for their wants first, and then recline. That you may rejoice on their account. And enjoy honor for organizing it. Speak, O elder, for this is your part. Yet with discerning discretion, and do not hinder the singing. When the music begins, do not pour forth talk. And do not display your wisdom when it is not wanted. As a ruby signet in a work of gold, so is good music at a banquet of wine. A setting of gold with an emerald signet is the melody of music at pleasant wine drinking. Speak, young man, if you are constrained to do so. If asked twice or even thrice, sum up your speech, say much in little. Be as one who knows and can keep silent. Among elders do not assert yourself. And among the noble do not be perpetually talking. Before hail speeds the lightning. And before the modest speeds favor. At the time of departure do not be the last. Depart home and be done with your pleasure. But if anything comes into your heart, speak. In the fear of God, and not in senselessness. For all these things bless your Maker. Who satisfies you with his goodness. He who seeks God receives discipline. And he who seeks him early obtains favor. He who seeks the law will gain it. But the hypocrite will be ensnared by it. He who fears the Lord discerns judgment. And causes guiding lights to go forth from darkness. The violent man shuns reproofs. And rests the law to suit his need. A man of counsel does not hide his understanding. But the proud and scornful man will not accept the law. Do nothing without counsel. That you do not repent your act. Do not walk in a path set with snares. That you do not stumble twice at an obstacle. Do not be confident on a journey regarding robbers. And in your paths be wary. In whatsoever you do take heed to your soul. For he who does this keeps the commandment. He who keeps the law guards himself. And he who trusts in the Lord will not be ashamed.